at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I am so overly excited about a new partnership that we have here on the Annie Fry Show, and it's my ability to throw the weight of my show here and this station behind Lutheran schools. As you know, I am a product of Lutheran schools. I hope that's not like a negative thing. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I went to a Lutheran school, elementary school. I graduated from a Lutheran high school, Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, and I have in studio with me Libby Guberle and Amy Colvin. They are with the Lutheran Elementary School Association. And if you want to learn more about what we're talking about while we're talking about it, you can go to lisastl.org/Annie. And Lisa is just the abbreviation for Lutheran Elementary School Association. So it's lesastl.org/Annie. Libby and Amy, thank you so much for being in here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Excited to have you. It is back to school time. So my son starts high school tomorrow, and he's going to the Lutheran High School. And my other kids are going to their Lutheran school that starts next week. But how is it looking right now in the Lutheran schools as far as enrollment goes? Because I do know that a lot of people are looking for alternatives to the public education that they have in their area, in their community.
Well, we've had a very good run the last number of years, increasing our enrollment in the Lutheran school system 20% since before COVID. So I think what people are finding in our system, and half of the kids in our schools are not Lutherans. They're from other walks of life. And they're finding that safety, traditional values, teachers are willing to partner with the parents in education and willing to be let their children be disciplined as necessary, but there's just a lot more partnership and more family atmosphere in the smaller classrooms.
I know this. I think I've always known this, but I'll direct this towards you, Amy. The thing that I appreciate the most as a parent who is willing to pay the tuition to send my kids to a Lutheran school, and it is incredibly more affordable than people think. It's a parochial education. It's within your reach. Maybe if you're listening right now and your grandparents have kids that you would do anything to get your kid out of grandkid out of public school, look into a Lutheran school near you, because it's very more accessible than you think it is. But Amy, the idea that my kids are going to a Lutheran school that has a definitive understanding of what is right, what is wrong. When something is wrong, you address it. But there's also the element of forgiveness on the other side of that. It's the full circle. It's like the Christian education and that understanding. I don't even really care about the math and the English. They do a great job. But what a lesson to learn, especially in these times, to be able to have that definitive understanding of right and wrong. And the most important part, the forgiveness.
Yes, I also am in a Lutheran school parent, or have been. I haven't been in a few years, but my children were there. My daughter was there through sixth grade, so she did 8 years, including preschool. My son, 6 years, including preschool. And the effect that's had on our lives and who my children are and the people that they present to the rest of the world is enormous, especially when you compare it to their peers. The idea of forgiveness. Everybody is my friend. We're all here to do it together. And the academics are excellent. When they went into the public schools after a certain period, they were certainly prepared and ready. And the academics are excellent and on par with any kind of technologically and everything else that you get in a public school. But that character element and the themes that come with that were so critical to who I feel like my children are developing as humans.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful for the partnership that my home school, Salem Lutheran in Afton, provided for my children. I can never be thankful enough for that. And I think I was led there for a purpose and a reason. And it was the answer to my prayer, you know, and so I'm so thankful for it. And I think that that's what so many families are seeking, you know, because, you know, life is complicated, school is complicated, family's complicated. And so to be able to take your values that you want as a parent and make sure that somebody's enforcing those in the school system, you know, you just can't replicate it in a public school system. And I have that experience in both. So I know that what happens in Christian Lutheran schools is on par with what so many families want for their values.
So well said, Amy. And Libby, you know, I think you hit on something that's really important too. And in my experience of going to a Lutheran grade school and a Lutheran high school. I went to school with Presbyterians, with Catholics, with people who didn't really have a label on their faith at all, but their parents knew that it was a good place for them to be, and they liked the moral structure of it. And my prayer was always that the Christian Lutheran aspect of it would imprint upon their heart. I think that it's a distinction, and I don't have anything against Catholic schools. I'm just not Catholic. I'm Lutheran myself. I think the distinction is that it's an alternative to the public school system, but it's a very, very welcoming environment for all people who are considering an alternative to check out.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, the Lutheran Church itself is, in many cases, full of members who are from Catholic mm-hmm. backgrounds, who may not have wanted to be Catholic at the time or married somebody like me who was a Presbyterian and decided to be Lutherans together yeah. as a family. So the Lutheran Church is full of a bunch of people who, and I'd say the church in general. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure there are any Baptists or Presbyterians anymore. I feel like everybody are finding congregations that they feel at home with. They're finding schools that yeah. replicate their values or what they want their children to be when they grow up.
Yeah. There's a lot of non-denominational out there that has those specific faith applications to it. But the Lutheran school system is a wonderful place to consider that alternative to public school education. You do not sacrifice quality of education in any way, shape, or form. And I say this by sending my own children there. So my evidence of supporting this is through my own tuition dollars that I pay, in addition to, of course, the property taxes I pay to support the public school system. But it's worth every penny to invest in my kids. I remember a family friend of ours was talking about her daughter at graduation and watching her daughter walk across. She went to the Lutheran high school, walk across the stage, and you know, you're filled with emotion. That's such an emotional time, especially for a parent. And she put this long post on Facebook and she said, if we wouldn't have chosen a Lutheran education for our child, I don't know that I would be confident right now that she's ready for the world. But she can go into a public university situation or whatever it is that comes next. And she said, as a parent, I know that I've done everything I can to prepare her for this moment when they go out into the world. And I'm okay with that right now. And I'm like, oh, I think at the time my oldest kid was like 10. And I'm like, I'm so sad. Charlie's going to graduate in 8 years. I'm working on getting over it. He starts high school tomorrow. But there are a lot of ways that people can get into the Lutheran school system or learn about it, which is why I implore you to go to lisastl.org/Annie. And Lisa is lisastl.org/Annie. And I know, because I hear from you all, you love it when I talk about being Lutheran. If you are somebody who has been blessed by the Lutheran schools or you have an attachment to it, there are opportunities for people to support through scholarships, donations, a big event, Brew in the Lou, that's coming up right now that helps other kids access this Lutheran education.
Yes, it sure does. And this is our 20th anniversary. We've been doing it for a long time. We've given away over $8 million in scholarships.
Wow. That's amazing. And I mean, if people go to lisastl.org/Annie, what do they get when they visit there? Like, what kind of things can they learn from the website if they're just looking for more information without having to talk to anybody quite yet?
Sure. So you get where the schools are. I think that's one of the biggest things is that people don't think there's a Lutheran school near them or it's accessible. And there are 33 elementary schools and 4 high schools in the metro area from Southern Illinois to St. Charles County. So that's the first thing is you see the map and see what's and see that there's one close to you. We can almost guarantee. And then you see how you could donate and then you could see how you could attend our fun events like Brew in the Lou that help. I think the access is so important because people do when they hear private schools or private Christian schools, they think it's not affordable. And I can tell you that our family was, you know, not one of the wealthiest on the block by any means. And each step of the way, we were found a way to make it accessible for us. And one of the ways is we were, this was before I was an employee, obviously, but so glad to be able to get back. We were Lisa scholarship recipients. And so we got both in school and I went to work part time and we made the threshold. And so I think that it's important to realize that it's accessible for every level of income as well as anybody who can afford it. So I think that don't ever be hesitant to check that out. Yeah. And those, and tuition assistance is available, and that's a tab that they can look for on the website. That is probably, we're out of the tuition cycle right now, but in January we'll revisit that.
That's
but some
awesome.
Of the schools still have a flexibility. Yeah.
Ask the questions.
Right.
I mean, if you're looking for that alternative, if you've been thinking about it, August is upon us, and if it's been tugging at your heart and you know that you don't want to continue doing what you've been doing before and you've been waiting for something to pop up and say, well, how about this alternative? Hello, here I am. Check out this website, lesastl.org/Annie, lesastl.org/Annie, and just look. You don't even have to call anybody or talk to anybody. Just look at the website and learn more about what they're doing. And check out the Brew and the Lou tickets. You can also, I think you guys, would you still accept sponsors?
Oh, we're looking for sponsors.
For people who might want to.
We're talking about in the lobby.
All
right. We have a goal and we're almost there.
Will
please
you guys,
come on.
Will you come back?
Yeah,
can we talk more about it?
Please.
Yes, all right.
Thank you
so much. We're going to be back in just a minute with the 2 o'clock hour. LESASTL.org/Annie for the details. We'll be right back.